Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Director General of Higher Education, Science and Technology Khairul Mudani, we should say Munadi, on Monday, August the 24th, said that the Developing Countries Partnership Scholarships reflects Indonesia's strong commitment to educational diplomacy. The program offers students from over 90 partner countries the opportunity to study at Indonesian universities. He hopes the program alumni will serve as a bridge for friendship and global collaboration. President Prabowo Subianto officially established the Mineral Industry Agency on August 25th, appointing Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto as its head. Brian stated that the agency's main role is to manage strategic minerals, including rare earth metals, to support national defense and economic growth. He emphasized the importance of coordination with other state bodies and the application of technology in the industry. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Indonesia.
Sementara kita mesra-mesraannya, kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tunggu sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja. Kita kan tangkap banyak kejadian yang menarik, koleksi suasana asyik, perasaan-perasaan yang baik. Cintanya besar-besaran, meski mesranya kecil-kecilan.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Hello, listener. Today's Music Corner presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy!
Okay.
The Indonesian citizen from North Central Timor District is Nusa Tenggara was shot near the Indonesia Timor Leste border on Monday, August 25th, according to the authorities. Reporter BantaraNews.com. Commander of Indonesia Timor Leste Border Security Task Force, Lieutenant Colonel Rindi Trisetyo Nugroho. Apparently, the shooting was in the district's Inbate area, and it was happening during a conflict between the two citizens in the disputed border zone. And according to him, the victim sustained only a minor injury from what appeared to be a rubber or blunt force bullet, not the live one. And following the incident, the members of Regional Leadership Communication Forum in North Central Timor visited the site to investigate, and the shooter has not yet been identified. And just a week earlier, listener, on August the 17th, another Indonesian was killed while hunting about 3 kilometers inside our neighbor's territory, and sadly, he had crossed illegally with 19 others, and his body was later found with gunshot wounds. And the police the East Nusa Tenggara police spokesperson, Senior Commissioner Henry Novika Chandrasat, the case is being pursued through diplomatic channels to respect the jurisdiction of Timor Leste. And the police also warned the public against illegal border crossing, noting the risks to security. And of course, everybody needs to wait for the process, the investigation, and also the justice process, and avoid unnecessary provocation that can disturb the harmony between the two neighboring countries.
Bahagia, hidup sejahtera di katulistiwa. Alam berseri-seri, bunga beraneka. Maligai ramah-ramah, bertajuk cahaya jingga. Surya di cakrawala, selalu berseri. Alam indah pernah di katulistiwa. Pesada senyum tawa, hawa sejuk nyaman. Wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermani embun surga. Sejuk nyaman, wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermandi embun surga. Bersuka cita, insan di persada yang aman sentosa. Damai makmur merdeka di setiap masa. Bersyukur kita semua. Peace.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, Indonesian Defense Forces has said it no longer bears responsibility for former Marine Satria Arta Kumbara, who was reportedly wounded while fighting as a mercenary for Russia in the war against Ukraine. Speaking to journalists in Jakarta on Monday, August the 25th, the spokesperson of Indonesian Defense Forces, Major General Kristome, Siantori, said that Satria is no longer being part of the defense forces and has been dishonorably discharged and deserted. And Siantori emphasized that the defense forces or the National Army has no further interest in the former Indonesian Navy Marine Corps. And reported by Antrange.com is revealed by a video. There's a post by a former Indonesian Army soldier, Ruslan Buton, on TikTok that Satria was injured in combat while serving as a mercenary in Russia's military. And according to the Indonesian Navy, Satria was dismissed following an in absentia verdict by the Jakarta Military Court 208 on April 6, 2023. And the decision dating back to June 13, 2022, and sentenced to 1 year in prison. And the ruling became legally binding on April the 17th, 2023.
Cinta hanyalah bualan dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu.
Still tuned to the Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. Next is about karinding, a very unique musical instrument from Indonesia. Stay tuned on the Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah artiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya dari ranting aren, aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nafas says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la babayarun. Astaghfirullah la banunagi. Astaghfirullah la banungantrog. Astaghfirullah aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah la Astaghfirullah,
dan kontrakan. Asok filmu lomba bayaran. Asok filmu lomba nunagi. Asok
Santos Kabalaya Raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, reogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Orang Sunda itu kesenian yang gak ada. Nah, kita harus menjaga. Itu mereka itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Ain't nothing to lose. Just like I told you. Play by my rules. And not to follow the lies. Got me torn in two.
So everyone, it's been a fun time to be together here on Indonesia Today on VOR Nusantara ID and application RRI Digital. If you got something to say, you can go to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, and also you can go to our Instagram account VOI_official. In a moment, Unique will be in here with you, so make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Terlalu